Welcome to Shomar Shova on the Daf, Shir sponsor, Lui Nishmas, I'm Yaakov Sholom, Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding in Bo Basra, Daf Kuf Yutes. The Gemara in Udalif brings that Ruhi saw Parshas Nachalois Likos Al Dei Moshe. Really, the Parshas of Nachalois should have been written by Moshe Rabbeinu. Elo Shazochu B'nei Tzlofchot V'nichtev Al Yodom. But it was given through Tzlofchot. And continues the Gemara and says that also the Parshas Mikoshesh, the one who did the Chilul Shabbos in the Midbar, should be written by Moshe Rabbeinu, but the Nischai of Mekoshesh v'nichsav al Yodai, and the Gemara says, teaches you that Megalgim Schus al Dei Zakai v'choyv al Dei Chayov. So the Gemara here mentions two parshias that Moshe Rabbeinu did not know the answer. He should have known the answer, that should be part of the Torah, and there's reasons why he did not know the answer, but it's one of the two parshias that Moshe Rabbeinu does not know the answer. In the name of the Vilna Gaon, it's brought down that there's sach hakol, the total, there's five parshas that Moshe Rabbeinu did not know. Maybe just as an interesting point to point out before we get to the Vilna Gaon, is that in the Targum Yonason and the Targum Yerushalmi on Chumash, they usually mention four parshas that Moshe did not know. And every time these parshas are brought down, so there's a long Targum Yonason to speak about these four parshas, and in one place, the Targum Yerushalmi goes on to explain what are the four parshas. So the four parshas that the Targum Yerushalmi mentions is the parsha of Pesach Sheni, where Shabbeinu did not know what to do with the people that they couldn't do Pesach because they were Tomei. The parsha of Bnei Tzlofchot. These two, the Targum calls it Dini Mominus. Bnei Tzlofchot was how do you divide the land. Pesach Sheni wasn't really Dini Mominus, but it was what do you have to do in order to mash a korban? And then there's two dini nefashos, which is the parsha of Mekoshesh. And then we have the parsha of the Noikev Shem Hashem, the one who cursed Klapei Mahalot, that we have in Sefer Vayikra. The Vilna Gaon counts another one that Moshe Rabbeinu did not know, and that is the story with Pinchas ben Elazar, the Pinchas that we had, Kozvi Batzor and Shevet Roi Shevet Shimon together, they didn't know what to do. So Pinchas told Moshe Rabbeinu, we did learn that boy Laramis kanoim poigim boy. So Moshe Rabbeinu forgot that as well. This is maybe a little bit different. Maybe the reason that Targum doesn't mention it is because this is something that Moshe Rabbeinu said, but just was forgotten. So the four Moshe Rabbeinu never said. So Al-Koponim is brought down in the name of the Vilna Gaon. Reuven Margolius brings it in Margolius Sayom and Sanhedrin in the Avchesa Mudalif. And he brings in it, and it's brought down another Sfarim, that these five parshas is the Rosh HaTevis of Mantzapach. What is Mantzapach? Mantzapach are the five letters that are the Sefer, so the additional letters that we have in Aleph base. We have 22 letters, but the five letters are double. It's the end of Mem, the end of Nun, the end of Tzadik, the end of Pei, and the end of Chof. So says the Vilna Gaon, Mantzapach is Rosh HaTevis, these five parshas. Mem is Mekoshesh. Nun is Noikiv Shem Hashem, the one who is Mekalel. Tzadik is Tzlofchot. Pei is Pesach Sheni. And Chof is Kozbi Batzor. Mantzapach are the five parshas that Moshe Rabbeinu did not know or forgot. And I heard from a Rebbe or Moshe Pirzitzal. The one shot that Mantzapach represents these parshas. Because what is Mantzapach? Mantzapach is additional letters to the Aleph Beis. You have the main Aleph Beis. You have additional letters. Like Moshe Megillah says, they forgot about them, and the Nevi'im had to bring them back. It's something which is addition, which is not part of the Iker letters of the Aleph Beis. It's rather than even more, that the Mantzapach represents the Torah Shebaal Peh. The 22 letters is Torah Shebechtav. The additional letters, they give a little more meaning to the Aleph Beis, that's Torah Shebaal Peh. The Torah Shebaal Peh comes from us. The Torah Shebechtav comes from above. So the Torah, the regular Torah comes from above. But there's five parshas that have to come from here, from Bnei Adam, from human beings down here. Mantzapach represents something that is addition to the letter and comes from the bottom, for comes from the Mekablim, and these are the five parshas that come from us. And each one of the parshas has its own reason why it has to come from here, but two of them are mentioned here in the Gemara. Tzlofchot, and the story of Mekoshesh has to come from here to teach you that there's things that come because a Zakai is able to migalga things that come on his behalf. And a chayav is megalga things that come on his behalf. Human beings are able to initiate things in the world that will bring more. They will be gilgul of what they do. You do something good, you bring good from it. You do something bad, you bring something bad from it. It comes from your initiative. It comes from your maisiv. And this is one of the five parashas, the hermantzapar parashas, parashas that come from down below, from human beings. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.